I've been very kindly joined in the studio by a very, very special guest. You may remember her with some very good music such as this. Well, if you haven't worked it out already, I am joined in our outside broadcast unit by the lovely Jay Aston from Bucks Fizz. Good afternoon, Jay.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. What a wonderful day this is.
It's lovely here. St. George's Day live in Hawley, and thank you for coming along.
You're welcome. Thanks for asking.
Now, Bucks Fizz, 1981, is a long time ago.
Yeah, too long. A lifetime ago.
But... How did you get involved with that in the original years?
Well, we all auditioned, and it was a band that was purely one of the first manufactured bands that was put together for Eurovision. And I think they auditioned about 300 or 400 girls and 300 or 400 boys, a bit like a mini, you know, X Factor of the day. And we ended up singing it.
You were the youngest member at 19, was it?
I was 19, yeah.
Wow.
Yes, my first live TV was Song for Europe, and the second was Eurovision, out to 500 million, I think it was. So it was, yeah, it was good.
Now, you're actually classically trained at the Italian Conti School of Speech and Drama.
Yeah.
How did that get involved with your career?
Well, I came from a theatrical family. My dad was a well-known comedian called Ted Durant. And he worked with my mum, and my brother and I went to stage school, and we were brought up in a completely theatrical sort of upbringing, you know, touring, summer seasons, cabaret, even a bit of circus. And so it was kind of a natural progression. I got into music because my first love was ballet. I wanted to be a ballet dancer. I wanted to be, in those days it was Margot Fonteyn, now it's Darcy Bushell. I had a knee injury, and so when I went to college I wasn't allowed to dance much, so it was my first sort of sorrow, I suppose. I had to go and do the singing course, and I discovered I could sing, and I was sort of brought out, and you know, they encouraged me there, and sort of I just fell into singing, went for the audition, and it was curious because my brother did Song for Europe the year before with a band called Prima Donna, and he came second in Eurovision, and I came first, well, with the band, of course. Yeah, so it was kind of a family thing, you know.
Absolutely. Now, Bucks Fizz itself, 4 gold albums, 3 platinum albums, 3 number one singles, 15 consecutive chart singles, awards galore.
Yeah.
Amazing time for you, but it came to a rather sort of sad end in a way, didn't it?
It did, because we hit an articulated lorry on the motorway while we were on tour. So our coach, we had a terrible crash, and... we were all injured, but obviously particularly Mike Nolan, he had a huge blood clot on his brain, and you know, and it was very touch and go if he was going to survive. And that was the turning point, the pivotal point where I decided to leave, because I hadn't been that happy with, let's say, the business issues of the band for a while. And that seemed to be... I didn't see how we could come back from that, and in a way we didn't. But I guess it didn't help me leaving.
It left you quite in a bad way as well, that accident, didn't it?
Yeah, I had like a head injury that affected the left side, so I was kind of like a paralysis all down my left side, and also it just psychologically, when you have a near death experience, it all sounds very dramatic, but it changes you, you know, and you look at life very differently, and you realise that today is very precious because it's...
Absolutely.
Today.
Yes. And you're looking wonderful, and you're with us this afternoon.
Thank you.
And we're here to talk about your new single, because you've got a wonderful solo career. It's blooming.
Thank you. I hope so. My new single, it's called True Love. I wrote this with my husband, and he played and produced it. He's currently on tour with Rick Wakeman. He's at the Royal Albert Hall in a couple of nights' time. But the single's out on May the 5th, and it's called True Love, and it's a really fun uber pop song. I've just shot the video, and it should be on YouTube in about a week. So if people want to have a look at that, hopefully you'll find it quite amusing.
Let's have a listen to that brand new single right now. Jay Aston, thank you very much for joining us on Susie Radio.
You're welcome, and thanks for asking. It's a super day.
That's the brand new single. It's called True Love. It's out next week on the 5th of May by the lovely Jay Aston. And thank you very much to her for joining us in the Susie Radio Outside Broadcast Unit.